Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back! Well, I hope that everyone has had a great week. Blessed. I thank all of my listeners. I thank all of my followers. I just give thanks for everything. This is what most people should be doing, is giving thanks for everything. It's not only on Thanksgiving or holidays, but every day. We all have a lot to be thankful for. Situations in your life, bad ones that happened, solved, and maybe forgotten. You have to give thanks. So, let's move into real talk. Okay, the real talk of the day. When you dig a ditch for someone else, make sure that you dig one for yourself, because you're going to fall in that same hole that you dug. Well, you don't need to dig another one. You fall in the same hole. But anyway, on to the show. Real life situation. You know, we have some very nasty, scandalous people out here in this world. Even have friends, family members that you're trying to get close to. Let's talk about the friend. And you're trying to get close to them again. You've known each other all of your life. But it seems like you're trying, when you're trying to help them, I mean, everything is okay as long as they're getting something. But the minute they get what they want, it's like a snapping dog, a pit bull. And then, all at the same time, they're still scheming and plotting to do things. They're scheming to use you again. Oh, you can't just talk to somebody during the week and on the weekend not pay them no attention, especially if they're a part of your life. Let's talk about holding something over somebody's head, using something to just, to just hurt somebody else. Say if it's a child involved. Say if there's a child involved. I'm sorry, I had to pause there. And you have someone holding that child over your head. Do you know that there's a quick fix for people like that? That's what I am trying to get to so hard. There's a quick fix for people like that. You can actually bring down a lot of misery upon their head if you wanted to. Some are too late-hearted to do it, and some are just like that. But if you've been caused so much misery during the years, then I think that's what you need to do. I know that many people would agree with me on that one. Let's talk about stupid stalkers. You know, people today will do anything to you. But the last straw is when you try to put out a hit on somebody and scare them out of the neighborhood. A fake hit. Car sitting in front of your house late at night. Oh, just when it get dark. This is a scary thing. You're thinking that someone's going to break in on you. You're telling people to shoot up the place and you're going to pay them and don't have any money. How do you think that's going to turn out? Your ass is going to be, you know, Shut up. But I forgot to say something. When I thank my listeners and my followers, as for the snoopers, all bent over wide, kiss, kiss. Because I know there are some people that listen to see what wrongness they can hear. But you don't realize when you snoop and eavesdrop, you hear things you don't want to hear. You never hear anything good. Anyway, excuse me. I'm having difficulty here. So I want to get on into what I am supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be telling you of good things that would help you. I had everything all laid out for everybody. But for me, it just comes. Okay, let's talk about a little bayberry. Bayberry is an herb that is used for one thing, to draw money. Health-wise, it is used for women's symptoms. I don't want to say what that is on air, but women's symptoms. It shortens a person's personal time of the month. Now, as I move into other things, you know what? Annoyances. Before I move into something else, annoyances. Somebody trying to mess up what you're doing. Look, when you get an annoyance in your life, you know what you need to do with it? You need to move it. You need to move it or beat them at their own game. That's what you need to do. Because if you don't, they keep on with the same shit all the time. You know, it's bad when you think that, you know, when you got someone around you that's hindering you, and everything you do, it's got to be a joke. I'm talking about many things. I'm going back to the bayberry, but this is something that I need to say. I'm sorry about that. Oh, my mic has went out. Okay. Now, back to that annoyances. Get rid of it as quick as you can, because if you don't, it will cause stress, it will bring panic attacks, and all else. And there's actually rituals you can do to get rid of. Oh, yes. Knitting. One involves graveyard dirt. Mustard seeds, yes, poppy seeds, and grains of paradise. Now, grains of paradise is used not only in that little thing right there to cause confusion or get people to leave you alone, but it is used for luck, too. You know, you can chew that and actually have luck if you play cards. That's strictly for people that play cards. So you should think about that one. Now, that's a safe conjugate. Now, back to the bayberry. And you have to use that.
Oh, my God.
You have to use that with a pyramid candle is very great. You haven't heard of that in a long time. It's mixed with a bunch of other herbs and oils, and there's a ritual that you would have to do. I'm so sorry. I'm having so much difficulty with this tonight. So, back to that, the pyramid candle. Safety is the issue. So, I would advise you to go to your worker on that one. Workers, witches, genius, whatever you want to call us, go to it. All right. Now, let's move on into something else. I'm a little nervous tonight. Restless, because there's so many things that I want to get out, and I cannot get it out. Fixing the lights. And I'm going to tell you what fixing the lights is. It can be a 7-day candle. It can be a regular candle that you're using in a ritual. And what it's a right and a wrong way to do things. Just putting, you know, oils or whatever you're dressing it with into it is not going to work. It's always directions on how to do everything. So you might want to consult with your worker on that one. Now, as for bringing peace, everybody needs peace. And I want to tell you about this. You're going to need 2 blue 7-day candles and peace powder. I cannot say the rest of it, because the rest of it a worker has to do. But if you're interested, please ask them. Now, people getting together to have a good time. I know that Christmas is coming up, Merry Christmas, very early. And I know that most people's thoughts are on gifts, gifts, and more gifts. But it's not about gifts. It's about love. It's about family. It's so much more. Which takes me into frankincense and myrrh, which were the herbs that was given to baby Jesus. So frankincense, let's start with that, can be used to strengthen any ritual, anything that you do, but it's all good or evil. This is what frankincense strengthens. And if you are burning it, I want to give you a little warning. If you're burning frankincense, please burn it with myrrh or something else, because the scent is intoxicating. Sorry, as for baths and washes, I know that some of you are ordering a lot of stuff from these places, but let me tell you something. You take that stuff out of the box and you use it without your worker say so or them fixing it up for that certain situation, it is not going to work. And sometimes there's a backfire. Take everything that you do in that manner. Let's talk about worker clothes again. Worker clothes again. I have to say that there are some very inconsiderate people. Inconsiderate people in this world. And when we take on a case, as I have said in the past, when we take on a case, we're putting our lives in danger. No two workers are the same. Now, as I said, no two workers are the same. I'm repeating myself tonight because I want something to get through. And you cannot compare the worker that you have now with the worker that you had 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or 3 years ago. If you feel you have to do all of that, then you don't need to come to us. If you are know-it-all, everything somebody tells you, oh, I know that, then you don't need to contact us. See, you're wasting our time from helping people that really won't help and that will listen. When we ask you to do something, do it. Because it's your case, your life. And we know when you haven't done it, because those results have not came yet. So, after that, I'm jumping off. I have said what I needed to say. And I am so sorry for the disturbances tonight. You know, the devil works on everybody. But, you know, there's a little revenge that we have for Satan. And they're big elves or they're small elves. Speaking of Satan, there's a special place in hell for people that constantly try to hinder other people, try to bother other people, trying to get the job taken away from them, trying to get them kicked out of the house. There's a special place in hell for you, and you don't believe that anything's going to happen. It's going to happen. You probably have an example of it. Cops might have came to your house the other night. Oh, the lethal thing is a sign. In true work, if it is not a horrible case, then you'll see movement in 3 days. 7, you will start to see results. I wanted to say that. And as for the pyramid candles that I brought up, it's not the same as the snake candle. They use differently. And what I do, I use them differently, and other people use them differently too. You cannot set a snake candle beside a pyramid candle and expect great spectacular results. Not unless we instruct you to do something like that. And speaking of the graveyard, well, let's talk about that. The catacombs of the world. Okay, you have work going, and it's required for you to go to the graveyard. Don't go to anybody that was angry with you before they died. And if you did, don't keep going to them. It's not going to work. Spirits see and know everything that we do. And that's the truth. You know, everyone needs to start thinking before they act, because the action can really harm them. No, anyway, think before you act. Well, the words would be, I will kill you. Which would be a promise rather than a threat. And as for many people that's trying to do the work that they're supposed to do, many things come up with us every day, and it comes through clients like that. I pause with this one. Rue. Let's talk about Rue. I'm giving out more this evening. Rue is an herb that is used to clear you. Rue is an herb that is used to send back evil. That's all I'm giving out on Rue. I was asked about Rue, which the tax name of it is Rooibos. It has a strong, sometimes it has a strong scent to it, sometimes it don't. So don't get confused when you get through and the scent is not as strong. It's still good. Okay, our colors. We know we're going into Christmas. We know those colors. But colors, certain colors to use in certain situations. Let's say, example, okay. Pink, red, and sometimes white. It depends. And that's all I'm giving on there, too, because I know that there are some people sitting back in these groups, or they're sitting back waiting for a conference tip to go out and need to mess themselves up. And I'm not going to do that. See, this was designed to educate, to help people. It wasn't designed to really throw off on anybody. It wasn't designed to hurt anybody's feelings. I want to get that out. And I know a lot of you really, really have some situations, some concerns right now. Think about your good points rather than your bad points. This may be going bad, but I have this going for me. That's a start. Don't mess your lives up by tampering with something that's dangerous. You have no knowledge of it. You're not doing it. Okay, you need a worker. Well, it's only a few more minutes to the end of this episode. And I would like to talk a little bit more about clearing situations. There's not only washing to do. There's other things that you can do to really clean your home of such mess. But the thing is, doing it exactly right. I always stress, listen to your worker. Because if you don't listen, you're going to mess up. Some people don't like to listen to anybody else. But I would like to say, you're going to listen one day to somebody. That's the stubbornness. Okay, let's talk about tincturing. Tincturing herbs. Some use rubbing alcohol, 80%. And the best thing to use, you'd be surprised, is the Everclear. If you can't get Everclear, get the next strongest thing to it, as long as it's not anything brown. And you set these tincturing herbs in a dark place. The most days you can tincture, I say, is up to 15. It depends on what you're trying to make. And if you're trying to make a multi-purpose oil tincture, a bath, it may take more. But I guess 7 to 10 days would be max on a single oil. Prayer. Prayer plays a part in everything. Nothing goes without prayer. Chant. Incantation. If things look without prayer, where do you think everybody would be? While one person is walking around miserable, wondering why someone else have what they wanted. Well, it's not theirs. I want to get that clear. But have what they wanted in life or doing things that they want to do, and this person can't. It's because there's no prayer there. Not only the workers pray, but you need to pray too. And when you pray, you don't worry. When you worry, you don't pray. That had to be said. Now, as for all else, I plan to have this other show up tomorrow night or Tuesday night. Everyone will know about it, and it has more information on everything that you're looking for. The many different types of magic and conjure, the past workers that have paved the way for us, and more conjure tips. And yes, I will be taking calls for that show, definitely. It's designed for anyone who has that unique interest or just wants to listen in to all of the magic and conjure. There's more than just voodoo in the world. And I think that you should know that. I want to go over some names of certain herbs. Hydron root Low John root, Southern John, all of it is called jealous. But the High John root is the male root. And the John Conquer root is the female root. You can tell when you get them. Now, if you had used them in a love case, fine. But there's a controlling love case that's used with this. And please don't try to control anybody because they would hate you as much as you thought they loved you. You never try to take anybody's free will away. Ever. But hurt parents. I know there's some situations going on with your children. We could talk to them the right way. But it's up to them to listen and follow what you're saying. Please don't blame yourself if your child goes the wrong way or something don't go exactly right. Please don't. But it's a situation with a child where the grandmother is really, you know, breaking things up. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Don't let anybody control you or your children. Control your own. So as this episode, I think that I've got many points across, even though I had a lot of interruptions. And I will do a makeup show early in the morning. Now, marriage, all I got to say about that, yes, there's many things that can be done for fidelity, fertility, all of the above. But if you're going through something, please talk to each other. Don't just argue. Talk to each other. Communication is very important. Some things are resolved. Communication. I'm so surprised myself during all these years that there's so many things out here that can hurt you. You know, people will not tell you anything to help you. They'd rather tell you something to hurt you so that they can sit back and laugh at it. Really? You cannot trust anyone. You have to watch everyone and everything. If you've been in this kind of situation, if you've been in a situation where you've just gone through hell, but we're almost at the end, so I want to say to everybody, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you're blessed and you take everything that I've said this evening with you. Think about it. Think about the conjugate. This is my enjoyment, talking to you all. That's something that I never get tired of. And the other thing that I do too, I never get tired of it. And to all of you that feel hopeless, to never, never give up. Don't ever give up on what you're trying to do. Don't give up on what you're doing. Well, to my mother, my nephews, my nieces, my sisters, I love you all so much, and I am very proud of you all. You showed me so much love, and I appreciate it. Until next week, goodbye.